Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, this just in. All right. So, thank you for having me back. I appreciate the opportunity. In the light of day, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be sharing. I am supposed to be offering help and assistance. And I'm holding this cup, and as you can see, it's pretty beaten up. I ran over it with a backhoe once, and I thought, oh, no, it's gone. And I went and dug it up out of the dirt, still holding water, doesn't leak. It's kind of like me. Been through some stuff, folks. I am 64. And it's been quite a ride. It's been a good ride. But we're not done yet. Because everybody is being called. Everybody is being called for all hands on deck. Because we're in a process of transformation. Ohomitakweasin. That's Lakota, and it means all my relations. The concept is everything is related. Everything, everyone, no exceptions. Belief is not necessary. I want to talk about two words that are used quite a lot these days, alone and together. As I told you, my name is Buffalo Thunder. That's my tribe name given me by the medicine woman when I received a really great honor of being asked to join the Four Winds Apache Band. Now, let me explain the difference in a tribe and a band real quick. A band is a group of Native Americans who have not been officially recognized by the United States government. Has nothing to do with music. and, of course, if a group is officially recognized, then they get to have the moniker of tribe. So that's that. Now, Leah texted me and asked if I would be available to give the talk today, and of course, I said yes. I try to relate my talk to the daily word. I looked, and as you know, the word is together. A little bit of irony, because some of the women are not here today. They're attending a women's retreat. With that in mind, here's what I'd like to do. Would everyone here today, and of course the people tuning in on the internet, be willing to honor these women who are not here because they're doing what is offered them to raise their vibrations for the betterment of all. You guys willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay, everybody stand up, please. Ohomitakweasin, love and blessings and gratitude for all of the work that everyone here does to raise the vibration. Guest speakers come a lot here, and they go, oh my goodness, how powerful this congregation is. And I am blessed to be a part of this. If you would, a round of applause for the women. Okay, please be seated. So, the first word, alone. The Oxford Dictionary definition, quote, having no one else present, end quote. An adjective, on one's own, adverb. Indicating that something is confined to the specified subject or recipient. But wait a minute. What about the very first phrase I shared with you? Ohomitakweasin, which means to all my relations. Add to that the concept of seven generations forward and seven generations back. In the Lakota tradition, we humans here, now alive, are always supported by seven generations forward and seven generations back. At any time, anywhere, any place, under any condition, those generations are there to support us. All we have to do is ask. We're never alone. But maybe if we dissect the word phonetically, alone, A-L-O-N-E, A-L dash O-N-E. Now, again, it's phonetic, so you have to add another L, and you'll get all one. Pretty simple. Now, let's look at the word together. Together. This word gets a lot of use with or in proximity to another person or people, an adverb. Second definition, self-confident, level-headed, well-organized. They seem to have it together. While we're contemplating these two words, here is some information from a good friend of mine, Dawn Standing Otter. She wrote, "From an animism perspective, we are spiritual creatures animating form, and all beings seen and unseen are spirits also." Consider, for instance, hard liquor has long been referred to as spirits. From this worldview, we are constantly dancing with influences. Creation is a luminous dance of dimensional light, and we collaborate to create greater spiritual influences we sometimes call ideology, manifested perhaps as culture. The collective spirit to which we all contribute is a very hungry ghost, and everything eats. This hungry ghost can consume and yet feel devastating starvation. The anger of our collective hunger keeps us from empathizing with other individual and collective spirits. We got to feed that beast, and we are under the influence of so much fear these days that other folk and creatures can starve so we can stay fed for one more day. Now, as it was offered up in the prayer earlier, I too pray for us to have an end to war, to conflict, to strife, to struggle. And yet we are obese, inflexible, immobile. We blame each other all the time. We project our spiritual starvation on anyone who looks to be fed by the nourishment we crave. Television, isolation. And when it gets too much, we consume things that numb the relentless pain of that starvation. TV, internet, movies, websites, everything eats. Is this self-image or fragmented spirit? As humans, we used to know and respect this basic truth. We call it nature. And I was speaking to someone earlier today, and they were talking about how out of the chaos of the freeze that we had, a lot of the foliage, a lot of the trees came down, and one of the most amazing, beautiful things about that is that some of the new trees, some of the new plants are able to come up because there's no longer the overcast of all the other trees. It's nature. We used to be highly tuned to the practice of respectfully harvesting from the earth only what is needed for our prosperity and investing back into land fertility. I was listening to NPR yesterday, and they were talking about this new app. And this new app is called Kill My Lawn. And I listened to it, and it was really interesting because on this app, literally people can, or figuratively, I guess, on the internet, they can kill their lawn. But the point here is that people are starting to wake up and realize how very fragile our ecosystem is, how very fragile we are as human beings. My wife and myself, I call her my wife, she's my partner, we have 8 beehives. And so we have lots of pollinator plants, and it's beautiful in the springtime, you know, that whole week of springtime here in Texas. but you see all these flowers, and you see the buckwheat that's come up, and these bees are busy working, pollinating. They're an important, they are a critical part of our cycle. If we don't feed them, if we don't keep them, if we don't nurture them, I believe scientists have said within 7 years, we would cease to exist. So it's kind of important. So, before commercial farming, fast food, mind-numbing, endless binge-watching, we had prayers, tears, sweat, ceremony, sacred grief, and all that Mother Earth thrives on. Our hungry ghosts cannot even imagine that it can be fed by living in balanced relationship. It believes it will die if it stops consuming even for a minute. However, when we focus our collective will, our power, our potency to nourishing life, we will recover. And I do believe that 1,000%. I believe we can be under the influence of the spirit of compassion, love, prosperity, generosity. Now, it's time. Right now. We're moving into a field of unified consciousness. Ahom et Aquiasin, everything is connected, always has been, always will be. We get to choose how we're connected. As hungry ghosts that are constantly consuming, or will we connect in a balanced, healthy way, only using what we need and always doing what we can to help the next generation, and the next, and the next. We can do this together. Gratitude, love and blessings. What I would like to do for just a moment. This is a Lakota flute, and if she allows me to, I will play her for just a little bit. The Lakota flute is tuned to the heart energy. And just a little side note, this is part of what we do at the end of the kirtan every Sunday morning, except for this one. Please take a moment. Center yourself. Nothing in your hands. Breathe. Nice, slow, deep breath. And as we breathe, we give thanks for the trees, for the land, for each other, for our family, for our friends, for everything that we have. And if we can, let's also give thanks for all of the struggles, all of the hardships. For anything that we may have perceived as disappointment. For death. For life. For every beginning, there must be an ending. And for every ending, there must be a beginning. Gratitude for all of this. And if you choose to, with your eyes closed, take a moment and allow yourself to go even deeper. Find that still place, that quiet place inside. The place away from everything except you, your heart, your soul, and Creator. God, Goddess, Source, the Kanchla. Remember that there is no separation. We are one. We are one. Love and blessings and gratitude is what we offer, what we share, what we give, and what we receive. Gratitude for this moment. And so it is.